Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Daly. We go to our sports line. We welcome to the program. This is our first ever high school tennis conversation, and we welcome Ron Woodruff, coach of the Northwest Tennis Mounties. Ron, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
So it's been one heck of a season for you guys so far in your team. 13-2 on the season. That's outstanding.
Yeah, we've had a successful year. It's been a great group of guys to work with. They're pretty incredible.
Yeah,
individuals as well as players.
Well, I guess tell us about the season. I want to talk about the guys here in a little bit, but first, tell us about the season. 13-2, and I mean, you've got a long history of having successful seasons there at Northwest. You know, tell us about, you know, just kind of the experience getting back to normal and how things have gone for you guys so far this year.
Yeah, so we've had a good year. We have a very strong conference. It's been very competitive, and so we've won a lot of strong competitive battles, I would call them. We beat Marshall 5-3, Harbor Creek 5-3, we beat Coldwater 5-3. It was like we lost to Western 3-5. I mean, it was up and down all season, but we've had more successes than we have failed. So
yeah.
We're loving our competitiveness, and overall, we like our chances in our conference, and we like our chances in regionals that are coming up this week and next week.
Okay,
it's going to be super competitive.
Right. Well, we'll talk about conference and regionals here in a second, but let's talk about the guys on the team. Tell me about the makeup of the team and maybe some of the standouts and memories from the year from your guys.
Sure. I would say that our strength is our depth. We have 12 guys that are all super strong players. We have three seniors at our singles. Our number one singles is a junior, Mason Schroeder. But our three seniors, Brogan Buechler, Austin McCarron, and Elijah Haldane, are all very competitive in the league at 2, 3, and 4 singles. But our biggest strength is our doubles. We have four teams, and they are none of them have lost more than twice on the season.
Wow, that's awesome. When it comes to high school sports, I mean, the kids usually gravitate towards football, and if it's not that, then it's cross country. If it's not that, then it's soccer or any one of those. And you typically don't think of tennis. I mean, even throw golf in with those first three too. You typically don't think of tennis as being one of the sports that kids are going to gravitate to. But you've had a long history of having good numbers on your team. I mean, you've got 12 this year in a time when you can't even field a JV soccer team for some schools.
We actually have 25 guys on our team.
I'm sorry, 25.
That's the 12 on our varsity.
Wow. Okay, but still, I mean, how do you get the numbers on for tennis when other sports tend to be struggling?
I think part of it is getting them early on in their freshman year to have an interest and kind of getting them to have a little bit of confidence in it. So our goal is to hook them freshman year so that by the time they get to be a junior, senior, they're actually being able to have a shot at helping us out. But we have a bunch of kids from our band program. We have, like, I would say 12 kids out of our 25 are our band players.
Okay.
And then the other thing is we have a bunch of baseball players. So that's kind of the makeup of our team is band and baseball.
That makes sense. It seems like, I mean, especially with the swing, I'm sure obviously the swing's different, but that now that you mentioned that seems to make a lot of sense. There's a connection there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so you got 25 guys on the team. You've had a successful season. But what I think a lot of people don't realize is that you're 100% away. You don't have home meets because of the condition of your courts.
Correct. Yeah. It's been, for the 5 years I've been here, it's been away meets for everything.
That's astounding, especially to have that kind of support and the numbers on your team and never being able to play at home. What's the support like? Do people travel? Obviously, the parents travel, but do you get school support when you're traveling?
Oh, absolutely. We get a lot of parents and people traveling, especially to the local meets. We get a huge crowd at Western and a huge crowd at Lumen Christi when we play there.
That's
awesome. Jackson High. That's not an issue at all. I always tell these boys, especially this group of senior boys, that I've had for 4 years now, they're a big part of why we're improving as a program, but also, getting support for new courts, which is something we're going to get, this next coming up season. So we're excited about that.
It might be ready. There might be a ribbon cutting in time for the girls season, but you're not going to have them until next season. So kind of a bummer for the seniors, but, juniors on down, they got to be excited.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to be able to do something for that senior group in the spring once those courts are done. Maybe do something out on the courts just to kind of let them know we appreciate all the hard work they put in and helping build this program, because they really have. They've made the commitment in the off season, and they've got the younger guys committing in the off season now. So they're a huge part of why this program continues to get better.
With a lot of other sports, it's kind of gone to a year-round model. You have like the basketball kids, they're playing basketball throughout the summer. Football kids, same thing. Baseball kids, same thing. Is there a model like that in place for your tennis program, or are you just getting the well-rounded athletes and they're coming out as freshmen?
I think getting the kids to commit in the off season is critical. During the winter months, most of them that are committed are trying to go to local indoor facilities to get either some lessons or some hitting in. Mm-hmm. But we have, in the spring, actually when school's out, we go all summer long with the boys. We will have, workouts and camps throughout the summer.
Nice.
To kind of get them prepped for the season.
Are you having kids?
So,
I'm sorry.
If you can get those kids to commit, and that's a big part of it, then it's like getting an extra two or three seasons in before they ever come around for your actual season again.
Are you getting interest from the kids that are in 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th grade?
Well, we haven't started a middle school program yet. So now that we are getting new courts, I'm looking to do something with middle school starting in the spring.
Nice. Outstick. That's so important to develop a program. That's awesome. So tell us about conferences. Conferences coming up this week.
Yeah, we've got a very strong conference. There are competitive players in all areas. Mm-hmm. Even though the teams may not be necessarily competitive in every area, they have competitive players depending on whether it's singles or doubles play. So it's going to be a strong meet on Friday. We've got obviously we've got the top teams like Western that we're trying to beat, and there's other very competitive teams: Lumen and Marshall and Harper Creek, Coldwater. We've got a lot of teams that we battled all season long. So it's going to be interesting if our guys can come out and be fired up and ready to go. I like our chances. We can compete with anybody that's in our conference.
So let's talk about in-town rival, Western. I mean, I don't want to really overlook, as a coach, I know you don't want to overlook the conferences as a whole, but the in-town rival, Western, one of your two losses on the season, they're obviously the obstacle that you're going to have to get past for conferences. What's the secret sauce there? What do you have to do to come away with a win?
Well, when we played them early in the season, we lost to them 3-5. Mm-hmm. But we had three other matches that we were very competitive in. I think a big part of it is just being able to overcome the big points. One thing that when we play Western, we usually struggle with when it's that deuce or when it's that key tiebreaker type points, we are, tightening up, and we gotta stay relaxed, we gotta stay confident, and hopefully if we can overcome some of that tension during the match, that's going to help us to have better results, I think.
Okay. How much does the game change from the start of the season to this time of the year when we're in early fall and the weather's just a little bit different? I mean, it's hotter, it's more humid at the start of the season. Now it's like the air is a little bit lighter, a little bit crisper, a little bit cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
Does the weather change the game throughout the season?
It actually, I think it does, because the beginning of the season, guys aren't necessarily in perfect shape yet.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you're dealing with the heat and you got cramping issues, and just when they're playing long matches, they just wear down and they're not as competitive throughout a full match early on in the season. But by the time you hit mid season, they're usually playing pretty strong, and their endurance and everything is up pretty good. So
okay.
By the time you get to the colder weather, then it's just about playing tennis then, and then you don't have to worry about all the other issues of heat or fatigue or anything like that.
Yeah. So regionals coming up next week. What are your chances of having some of the guys? Is it singles or is it team regionals?
It's individual regionals, but it is team as well.
Gotcha.
They base it on, you'll have a one singles, a two singles, three, four, and same thing with doubles. And they will have, based on how you do, the top two teams will go to state.
Gotcha.
And we have, we basically have most of our conference is in the regional, plus Chelsea and Pinckney.
Okay.
So our regional is pretty much our conference, and then you add Chelsea and Pinckney, and Lumen's not in our region.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be, Chelsea is an outstanding team. They're just incredible. So we have our work cut out in regionals, but I like our chances as far as being competitive. I know we're going to come out and we're going to give it our best. So.
And that kind of leads me to my next question. And here we are approaching the end of the season. But just looking back at the season as a whole, I like to ask all my coaches this question. Looking back at the season as a whole, what marks a successful season for you and for your program?
To me, it's not just about winning. It's about the chemistry of the team, how well the guys are getting along. Did you grow and improve as players? Did you grow and improve as a team chemistry-wise? I have probably I've been coaching many sports for 30 years, so you name the sport, I've probably been involved or coached in it. But I've never coached a team with true gentlemen in it. This is... I shouldn't say that true gentlemen. I've had a lot of gentlemen over the years, but this particular group has just been great individuals.
Yeah.
They're great people. And it makes it, as a coach, it makes it super easy to, you don't have to stress about little things like discipline or anything like that, or attendance issues, or kids that aren't being responsible. This group's always on top of, never had an issue. I just text them and everybody's there. I mean, you don't have any issues of kids showing up late. You don't have issues of kids missing a bus. I mean, all the little things that coaches stress about.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any of that this year.
Well, you know,
it's been great.
You've certainly have had your work cut out for you to have not only the numbers on your team that you do, but to couple that with the success that you've had this year and previous years, and never being able to play a home match. I mean, it's just amazing that what you've been able to accomplish with your program. It's truly one of the greater success stories in Jackson County. And I'm so happy. And I think our listeners are just so happy. You're finally going to be able to have some home matches next year, some home meets next year. So congratulations on an outstanding season. Good luck with
Thank
the conferences. Good luck with regionals. And we look forward to talking with you again here in the near future. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
This is Coach Ron Woodruff here on Talkback Jackson Sports. My name is Mark Daly here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.